Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 15, His Challenge. Which of these three do you think prove to be a neighbor? Luke 10, verse 36. There are Good Samaritan laws that are designed to legally protect a bystander who assists an individual in an accident or any troublesome situation. The phrase Good Samaritan has become a synonym of compassion in action. But many do not know the actual parable. During my studies in corporate psychology, one of my classmates was the CEO of the Good Samaritan Hospital in the Los Angeles area. I asked him if he knew the parable, and he answered, "What parable?" And even though most people in religious environments are aware of the parable of the Good Samaritan, I realize that the same challenge that Jesus gave the expert of Mosaic law back then is more than relevant today. A lawyer asked, "And who is my neighbor?" Luke 10, verse 29. Jesus replied with a story. The description of the awful event is detailed and revealing. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him, and they went away, leaving him half dead. Luke 10, verse 30. A priest was going down on that road, which means he is done with his religious responsibilities in Jerusalem. When the priest saw the man half dead on the road, he passed by on the other side. Luke 10, verse 31. The purity laws didn't allow even a shadow to be cast on a corpse, but the mercy laws required one always to help a person in trouble. The mercy laws were considered higher than the purity laws. Given that the man was half dead, the priest decided to uphold the purity laws, all the while ignoring the mercy laws. He crossed over to the other side of the road so that his shadow wouldn't touch the potential corpse. The Levite followed suit. Some still do the same, placing mercy laws below purity laws and rejecting the very people who are in need of help. If you have been hurt due to purity rules trumping mercy rules, may you know that this reversal does not represent God's ways. Jesus challenged the lawyer not to be like the priest or the Levite in this story, but to show mercy as the Samaritan did. The victory of Jesus on the cross for us was not achieved through his indifference, but through his merciful and selfless incarnation.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com. or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!